Jr.
This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris greeted three newly freed Americans as they arrived back on U.S. soil after a landmark prisoner exchange with Russia. The president had this message to the country.
There's nothing beyond our capacity when we act together. Nothing. Remember who the hell we are. We're the United States of America. The United States of America. And we put back together relationships with countries that we haven't had. Before, we rebuilt NATO, we rebuilt the circumstances that allowed this to happen. That's why it happens.
Journalists Evan Gershkovich, Paul Whelan, and Alsu Kurmer-Shiva, a journalist with dual U.S.-Russian citizenship, arrived back at Joint Base Andrews just before midnight Thursday for a joyful reunion with their families. The three Americans were part of the biggest U.S.-Russian prisoner swap in post-Soviet history. The U.S. government on Thursday announced it is recognizing the opposition candidate as the winner of Venezuela's presidential election, despite the country's electoral authority giving the victory to President Nicolas Maduro. We get more on that story from the AP's Norman Hall.
The U.S. government has recognized Venezuelan opposition candidate Edmundo Gonzalez as the winner of the South American country's presidential election, discrediting the results announced by electoral authorities who declared President Nicolas Maduro the victor. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says there's overwhelming evidence that Gonzalez won the most votes in the July 28th contest. A Brazilian government official says officials from his country, Colombia, and Mexico have asked Maduro's administration to show the vote tally sheets from Sunday's election and allow impartial verification. I'm Norman Hall.
And for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com.